This is Bammo, and welcome to the show. This is my fifth fucking time trying to do a fucking podcast. Like, holy cow. So on the gaming channel, I had to stop cussing just because the different demographic that I'm trying to reach doesn't really like the cussing aspect of my life. So I'm gonna cuss as much as I fucking can on this fucking podcast. Just to make my point really fucking clear, I'm going to ask Google a list of cuss words. List of cuss words. Okay. Alright, I like this. There's 26 English swear words. Oh my gosh. Alright, let's see what we can find here. Fuck! The word fuck is one of the most widely recognized swear words in the English language. That's a fun fact. The literal F word is a shortened version of... Really? I never knew that. Oh my god. I hate when ads fucking pop up. I don't care. There you go. Alright, go back to that thing because that was dope. Alright, so the little F word is a shortened version of fornication under the consent of the king. Like most swear words, it did originate from a sexual reference, which still has its use today. Fornication under the consent. That's fucking weird. I never fucking knew that. That's crazy. Okay, this one is kind of like a mix. Well, it's kind of like the last one, but it's just adding on you. On this list, it says fuck you as the second one. It's adding the word you means the direct offense into somebody else's. Who the fuck wrote this? You do not know how to fucking spell grammar. I just don't know how to fucking read. The third word is shit. Another meaning for poo. Hashtag number two. But it's often used internally when something unexpected comes up in your life. As an example, if you've forgotten that you have a project to do this week, you'll say, shit, I totally forgot about that. Or if you're like me and forgot about project, shit, I didn't really care about that. Okay, this next one, I don't really understand why it's considered a swear word. But here we go. Number four, piss off. If you want someone to step away from your personal space, you can simply tell somebody to piss off. I don't get how that's a swear word. I really don't. Like, that just means no. Now this one, dickhead. You can visually image the swear word without too much effort. I'm sure. It's commonly used name called that is used to describe ones who's being unfair or unjust, but it can also be with friends as a joke. Hold the fuck on. Yo, Brian, this is something I'm doing for a podcast, so I'm just gonna call it. I'm just gonna say it. You're a fucking dickhead. I can't wait to see what he says about that. Okay, next word. Number six, asshole. This is those curse words that literally describes a part of your body. Yeah. So it's that little thing that sometimes gay guys stick a dildo up the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is because I never tried it before, but yeah. Number seven, son of a bitch. A versatile word that can be used internally like the word damn or shit, but can also be used to describe who's tossed one over you. What? I feel like a British person wrote this just because I feel like I have to talk in a British accent when I fucking read these. Bastard. The literal translation for a bastard is an illegitimate child, or mongrel, is used as a noun to describe someone who had gave an unpleasant experience. For example, if someone runs into you in the subway and you end up falling, calling them bastard may be appropriate. Okay. Let's go back to Brian. Brian, you're a bastard. That was also for the podcast. I like how to make it clear because some people just don't understand, man. Yeah, I'm probably going to get yelled at for that one, but alright. Cool. Number nine. The most commonly used fucking word nowadays. Bitch. That's what I call my hoes. Ooh! Alright, let's see what it says. A common word that is used only globally from both males and females. According to this study, the word bitch was used in 4.5 million interactions on Facebook, making the top 5 most common swear word in the English language online. Dude, that's fucking crazy. That is actually literally insane. So that means at least everybody who's on Facebook, most of the... What am I trying to say? Okay, no. That means at least everybody on fucking Facebook has said bitch. Mostly everybody on fucking Facebook has said bitch once in a fucking update in their lives or some stupid shit like that. Because nobody fucking cares about the update. Oh my gosh. I don't care you're getting a fucking smoothie and fucking Starbucks Michelle. I really don't give a shit, you fucking bitch. Number 10. Damn. This is not the harshest swear word used in America, and one that's said to yourself, not to harm someone else. According to this survey, it's most commonly used in the lowest east side of the United States. Lowest east side. VA! I probably should be quiet because my parents are sleeping. Fuck. Okay, this is a very sensitive word that I probably cannot say because I'm a man. I'm gonna say anyway for fucking on content. Cunt. While this word is used in British and elsewhere, it's much harsher in the United States. Be careful using this, especially around women, as you may be about to enter a physical altercation quickly after. I wonder if that actually works. You know what? How about this? To anybody who's listening to this, I want you to call just a random girl. Doesn't have to be like a person you know or a girl you know. Call her a cunt. Now, if you get in trouble, don't come back to me and be a little bitch about it. Know what I'm saying? All right, let's go to the British swear words. Okay, this is going to be funny. Bullocks. Okay, bullocks is another word for shit, and is used exactly the same way. The difference is literal translation in the words. While shit means poo, bullocks is described your testicles. Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Bullocks. Hold on. I'm gonna use that. Bullocks. Huh. You learn something new every day. I told y'all, man. I told y'all this podcast is made for y'all to learn shit. You know what I'm saying? Bugger. Ooh, that's a good way. Oh my gosh, it's good. It's good that I pronounced that correctly. If not, people would probably thought I said something else, and that's not good. That's not good. One of the most common words used by the British, bugger, means to bugger, not the other word, B-U-G-G-E-R, bugger, means to sodomize someone. The way he used it is to explain an unpleasant situation or annoyance. Okay, cool. Bloody hell. I remember watching, I don't know how old y'all are, whoever the fuck is watching this, but the show Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. Shit, there's this one guy, one character in it. I think his name is Klaus or something like that. It was some British guy. He was blonde hair. Fun fact, actually, I dressed up as him for Halloween as I went to a girlfriend's party. Yeah, that's fun. That's a story for another time. You know what? I'm gonna tell you that story after I explain what the fuck he says. His catchphrase is pretty much bloody hell. That's literally all he says in the freaking show. Is every time something bad happens, oh bloody hell. He's British too, so it just makes it sound even 10 times better. But yeah, no, to the girlfriend party situation. I was in 7th grade. Because she was in 6th grade at the time. And her parents knew my parents. That's how we got connected. And when I went to her house, right? I probably shouldn't say this too loud. No, they don't give a shit. Me and her, we got freaky as a 6th and 7th grader could. That was my hands making the fucking sound. But no, we didn't do that. We just made out a lot. You know me, I went to grab the butt. Because I'm a butt man. I miss the old days. Now I'm fucking lonely doing a fucking podcast. Chode. This is number 15. Chode is just another word for penis and can be used similar in the way dick is used in America. Okay, cool. So, if you're still in school and you're listening to this, I want you to use the word chode. And Say it out loud. I bet your teachers won't know that what that word means. And if they do, I'm sorry, you're probably going to get written up. Or you're probably going to get attention for it. So see what happens. I really want to see what the fuck happens. No fucking lie. No fucking lie. My phone's about to die. I still got to do this podcast. No, wait, hold on. I'm going to go on Instagram real quick, and I'm going to post that. As I'm writing this story that says, it says, to anyone who goes to school, I dare you to say the word chode. It means penis. I fucking sound like a 5-year-old who has fucking Instagram use. Like, I'm still going to send it, but shit. Dana White is going live. I don't give a shit about Dana White going live. No, I'm going to send this to a lot of people. How was he active 6 hours ago if he's fucking... I'm so confused with that motherfucker right now. Okay, no, long story. Won't talk about that. Sending it to him. Sending it to him. I probably shouldn't... I'm gonna send it to him. Should I send it to her? How funny would it be if I send it to a girl? That would be dope as fuck. Yeah. Done. Alright. I sent it to a lot of people. let's go back to that list, man. Crikey. Alright, have y'all ever watched the, what's his name? Not the Turtle Hunter, but the guy who died a couple years back, who got stabbed through the heart through that fish that looks like a bird underwater. I don't fucking know. No, his son and daughter has a show called, I know the last name, but I don't fucking know his first name. It's Aaron. It's Crikey, it's the Aaron. Oh, okay, no. But the show's called is Crikey, it's the Aaron. And it's the daughter and father, or it's the daughter and son. I can't speak today. It's the daughter and son of the man who I'm talking about. But he used to say Crikey a lot. And some may argue that this isn't a swear word, but it's an important English word to recognize nevertheless. Crikey is often used to show astonishment and surprise. Okay, that makes total sense. Similar to the way Christ is used. Okay. Fuck, if I would say Christ around my grandmother, she would slap me in the back of the side of the head. I actually did slap myself in the back of the head for that one. Oh, man. Rubbish. Rubbish is the British word refers to as trash. So when you tell someone that the work is rubbish, it means that it's trash. If you comment down rubbish right fucking now, I will find you. I will fucking find you. I won't do anything because it's legal, but I will fucking find you. Probably got to cut that out, right? No, we're good. All right, cool. Back to the next word. Shag. Shag. Okay, I knew what this word means. To shag means to have sex. Not incredibly offensive when you use the word around friends, but less direct when you do describe fornication. Oh, man. I'm going to call my ex-girlfriend and be like, hey, you want to shag real quick? She'd be like, hopefully she'd say yes because I'm a horny little fuck. Wanker. The word wank means to masturbate, which means adding means you're calling someone a masturbator. Is that offensive? Wow. Wow. Yeah, y'all remember the little turtle me where it's the turtle going, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But really, is that really offensive? Wanker means to masturbate, which means adding ER means you're calling someone a masturbator. Okay, you might as well call me a fucking wanker then, because my lonely ass be doing that all goddamn day. No, I'm playing. I can't do that all day. So my friend, he posted this thing on fucking Instagram. He has this little spam account. It's called Lil Tism. You should go follow it. It's pretty funny. free plug. Yeah, no, he posted a picture of it. I don't know if it's true or not. It probably is not. But it said something like, kid masturbated 50 times in one day and had a heart attack. I was like, and the caption below said, I'm gonna break this world record. You do you, bro. You do you, fucking you. Okay, next one. Taking the piss. If someone means your team is being unproductive or just downright silly, you can say, are you taking the piss? Oh, man. I'm about to fucking tell everybody, hey, are you taking the piss? All right, next word. Twat. Twat is translated to pussy. Why I say it like that, you pussy, you fucking twat. So you can imagine how this word can be colorfully used in many different situations. For instance, you're scared of clowns? Man, you're such a twat. Jump, don't be such a twat. So I'm looking for this list, right? And it says, like, the whole list is about swear words. I thought swear words were, like, bad words that, like, offended somebody. But looking at these words, like, a couple of these means, like, for support. Yeah, it looks like the Muslim is just for fucking support. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go on to the Australian swear words. Bloody oath. Code for fuck yeah. Like, this is what I mean. It says often used to show immense support for something. Okay. So, you know what? How funny would it be if I had, like, I was fucking a girl, right? And I just hear a knock on the door. And, like, it's my friend. He opens up a little bit. He sees me just going there. And he says, bloody oath, my brother. Oh, man. In that situation, you'll be considered shagging. Or, for the Australian people, who's ever listening, who's Australian, root. Fucking root. That's hilarious. What shag is to British people, root is really for the Australians. Used very similarly. Okay, cool. Okay, this next one looks freaking weird. Get stuffed. An easy substitute to someone to bugger off or piss off. Oh my gosh. Okay, next one. Bugger me. This one may be a bit confusing since the word me is used here, but also means get lost. The most appropriate term would be bugger off. Huh? Next word. Fair suck off the sav. Fair suck off the sav. We had to end our list. Okay, cool. All right, this is what it says. We had to end off our list English curse words with idiosyncrasy. When the word sav is short for save Lloyd or the red fucking Brian just texted back. Let's see what he said. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me turn the volume up.
Your pussy stinks. Your pussy stinks.
Bro, you're on the podcast right now. Say what's up. Oh, I'm just waiting for him to say what's up. Oh, shit. Okay, okay.
Oh, shit. What's up, y'all? My name is Brian, and I eat ass.
That's true. That's really fucking true. Oh, man. I need to get him down. He's a funny fucking guy, man. Yo, bro, you need to come down for the podcast, or at least for my radio show, bro. Speaking about radio shows, I'm doing a radio show on the Spoon app. It's not really radio, but it's something like radio. It's like live streaming for podcasts. Yeah, no, it's on Spoon app. I will put the link in the description. You should definitely come hang out. Do the thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all can hear that, but it's me touching my nipple because it's really fucking cold and it's sharp as fucking... sharp as a blade, you know, cut nice and shit. So I would finish the list off, but that last word just didn't make no goddamn sense. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking saying? Alright, so I'm gonna have to fucking bring this in. I don't want to bring this in, but I'm gonna have to. Logan Paul. Like, I'm only saying this because I want some drama on my channel. Logan Paul has officially said he doesn't understand Lil Baby, like, when he raps. I'm just gonna leave it there. I'm just gonna leave it the fuck there. But yeah, no, I got a question, though. Why do you think, like, Lil Wayne's been collaborating with all these new artists? Like, why do you think that is? Like, is he trying to get his name back out there? Or do you think Lil Wayne is just trying to help out the younger generation? Which is dope in any other way, because Lil Wayne's... he's a good rapper. Here, I'll get the song out right the fuck now. The one I'm talking about, because it's really fucking dope. So the song I'm referencing to is Lil Baby feat. Lil Wayne Forever. As of this recording, it's number 6 on trending. Like, just not trending for music, it's trending, like normal trending, which is dope, I guess. So I'm about to play a little snippet of Lil Baby's verse, then I'll put Lil Wayne's verse in there. So here we go.
Seem like all of my bitches passed. Bro, you niggas don't know small. Let's see who run it up fast. Keep that fire around cold. I can't let them catch me lacking. I don't know if they think I'm sweet because I'm rapping. Fuck when we get rapping. Rapping. Make sure they can't smell it. Drive too far, don't matter how many. Trying to steal swag, I see it, I smell it.
Alright, like, to be honest, completely honest, I have to really pay attention to listen to this stuff. Like, I like Lil Baby. He's a really good artist. It's just that song in particular, I really had to pay attention to, which is, to me, I think is actually pretty dope. If you had to really pay attention to a song, that means you're actually listening to the song. And yeah, not compared to like Designer, but I think Lil Baby's actually like really say something. Like, that's my honest opinion. Let's go to the Lil Wayne portion of the song so I can show you, like, to me, the difference between the two artists. And when I say the difference between artists, I know, like, fucking Wayne's the GOAT. Lil Baby, he's a starter. But, yeah, no, the reason why I say the difference is the difference in, like, the lyricism in the song. Here's Lil Wayne's part, and fucking Lil Wayne's dope as hell because you know it's Lil Wayne when you got the little light flick. Like, hold on. Like this sound. Okay, my lighter's out, but God, that was lame. Yeah, no, that sound. All right, here we go. Here's Lil Wayne part in Forever. Alright, I had to pause there for legal reasons, but dude, I feel like every time Wayne gets on fucking trap with these fucking tracks with these new artists, he fucking kills the fucking beat. He fucking kills the artist that he's on the track with, which is, to me, fucking awesome. To me, Lil Wayne as an artist, or his music in general, will never fucking die. Which, I can say that about all the fucking GOATs, because if you think about it, like, logically speaking, people still listen to Tupac, people still listen to Biggie, and they've been long passed away for fucking years now. I think when the day comes when Lil Wayne fucking passes, it's gonna be like that for a minute. Like, to be completely honest, it's gonna be like that for a fucking minute. So when this podcast comes out, I'm doing, hopefully, maybe doing another interview with Ate. And a new person. I'm not gonna say the person yet. You just have to wait and see. And I'm just gonna give you a hint. He's a freaking badass. I'm not just saying this because he's my friend, but he's a badass producer. Me and him are working to get like an intro for this for the podcast itself going. And yeah, no, y'all enjoy that. It's gonna be an hour long, and we're gonna be doing a couple games in the segments or a couple games in the episode too. I just hope y'all are ready. I really do hope y'all are ready. All right, so I gotta be fucking serious, like really serious at this point. The coronavirus is a very, 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 very serious and deadly thing that people need to worry about. And when people think of the coronavirus, they think, oh, it's like a fucking flu. A fucking flu can kill a person. Like, yes, they can, like, only the people that have really been dying from the coronavirus so far has been fucking young, like really, really super young people with, or older people, really older people that have low immune systems. But it's still a dangerous thing. I hate when people make memes about this shit, man. Like, take other people's lives into consideration, because when they get that thing, they're terrified. They're fucking losing their shit. And you're fucking making a meme about something that could potentially really harm them or fucking kill them. Like, I don't know. Sorry that I had to go switch the gears on the podcast real quick, but dude, to me, just social media is dangerous. Just think before you post something, because whatever you post could eventually harm somebody else. That's the end of that subject. And let's keep on going with this podcast, man. We're rolling so fucking far. We're doing pretty fucking good. So I've been working out, right? I've been getting my hours in the quote unquote gym, because I don't go to the gym. I just work at my house. And people wonder, like, why the fuck are you so buff? Well, here's a sponsor. No, I'm playing. I just work, man. To be completely honest, I push myself 100% every time I work out. And that's the same thing with everything. With this podcast, I push myself 100% on the second podcast for the anime review. I push myself 100% on that. For the gaming channel, which only has like a couple of videos on it, like I push myself on everything just because I love the challenge. And you'll hear me say this a lot throughout everything, is the fucking challenge is what makes the man. And to me, I'm slowly becoming a man with all these challenges that I'm throwing myself out there with. Speaking about challenges, I have a challenge for you. If you're this far into the podcast and you aren't subscribed to any one of the platforms that you're currently watching this on, you should fucking go subscribe. Because I make just bomb-ass content just like this. Literally. Just swoosh like this. I did like a little basketball throw, but you didn't see it because it's fucking audio only. So, yeah, I don't fucking know. Oh my gosh, I'm tired. At the time of this recording, it's 9:30, and I've been up for a total of 12 hours. I sound like I'm dying. Alright, let's speak about something else. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the mood going, right? Let's just switch the whole entire flow of this podcast. How we're going to do that, I really don't know. See, at this point, I would probably just get high. But I have to get clean, right? So, I'm going, what are those things called? Where they do, like, satisfying sounds? Hold up, I got you. Y'all ready? Oh, my God. Fuck. Now, I'm completely honest, if you like that, you're a fucking weirdo. Who the fuck likes listening to satisfying sounds? I do. I'm a fucking weirdo. Oh my gosh. So, fun fact. In my house, it's literally the hottest room in the whole entire house. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow, that's been stuck in there for a minute. So the reason why I'm saying this is because there's a porch right outside my window, and it traps all the heat in from the day, and it keeps it in there until nighttime, and it literally seeps into my room. I have a TV and a DVR box that also generates heat. And light bulbs, they also generate heat. And I have a freaking mini fridge in my fucking room that... Like, I'm out. That hurt. That's, like, really hot. No, the mini fridge, like, it's really, really fucking warm. So, during the summer, which it fucking sucks, because my parents don't like, honestly, if it was me, I would fucking put the air conditioners in like this, but they don't. Like, they'll put the air conditioners in probably near my birthday, and that's in July. Like, dude, there's a whole month of just hot. Like, I'm hot. I'm sweating. I have a dog in here. Like, that shit could kill my dog. There's a story for that. I'll tell you that here in a second. But my whole room becomes what feels like a freaking sauna. Like, it sucks. It really fucking sucks. Because I'm not in my fucking room half the fucking summer just because it's so fucking hot until we get the air conditioners up, man. Oh, that's why I want to move out this fucking area. I really do not like it here. That's why I'm trying. That's why I'm working my hardest on, like, doing this podcast and, like, once I'm able to get a job, I'm gonna get more than fucking one. You bet that for a fucking fact. But yeah, back to that fucking story I was talking about a couple seconds ago. So, it was one night, right? We usually keep all the doors open when it's hot like that to get the airflow and stuff like that. To me, I don't like that because I like my privacy when I sleep. And I'm not just saying that because I jerk off here once in a while. So, I had the futon, right? I still had the futon. But I laid it out, because you know futons, they could be either couches or they're going to be beds. So what I did, I folded out into a bed position. I never do that. I never had that shit in bed position. Right now, it's in a fucking couch. It's been a fucking couch like that for fucking months now. But that one day, I had to spread out and stuff like that, right? My dog, I love that dog to death. Like, I would do anything for that dog. And I didn't realize just how hot it was. Me, I was fucking exhausted from the nights before just because of how hot those nights were. So I passed out. Like, I had a small little pillow that I was using to cover my head just because, like, it was still hot. So I had no clothes on, butt naked. Or not butt naked, I had the underwear on. But my dog, she was whining. I didn't hear, because passed out, like, it was that fucking hot in this house. Because dogs, they're not good with heat in general. Like, no dog is good with heat. No dog is. So just thinking about that, like, damn, that really is not good. So, yeah, that fucking went a dark way. But yeah, no, my mom, she woke up, she heard the dog whining, she got the dog, put it out in the living room. She went out there, she slept out of the living room. Me, my dumb self, was fucking just passed out laying like, have you seen those movies when, like, there's a dead body and you chalk out the body? Yeah, I was like that, because I don't know why, but I'm standing in the position right now. Y'all can't see me. But, yeah, no. I personally do not like the heat. I hate heat. I like the cold better. I'm a cold person. So, I have a question for every single woman. Woman. For every single woman. That sounds weird. For every single woman. For every single woman, right? I don't fucking, I'm tired, I can't think straight. But I have a question for any single lady. There we go, I'm just gonna say that. For every single lady out there, what do you like better? Like, on a male, if you're gay, if you're straight. What do you like better? Do you like
the schlong?
God, why am I not gonna say that?
I feel uncomfortable saying that. The penis.
Or the testicles, or the butt, or the muscles. Like, what do you personally like in a man? You don't have to comment this. Like, if you are feeling free to comment this, I'm literally curious on this. If you haven't any, like, if you want to comment it down. You don't have to even want to. And this will go the same for males. If you're listening to this, what do you find more attractive in a female? Now, if you're straight or gay, you know, pick your side. Just pick your side. No, if you're gay or lesbian, just pick your goddamn side. But yeah, no. I think that's how I'm going to end this podcast. Asking about what fucking females likes. God damn it, I'm so fucking lonely. No, fuck, I'm taking the pants off now. Going to go jerk off. Talk to y'all later. Peace. Where's the lube at?